This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, good to have you here with us, Fred.
Hey, Dave. Good afternoon.
Dr.
My pleasure, as always.
Yes.
Dr. Andy Schell. I'm kind of keeping it simple. So I want to deliver on one point Alan just said about the FFIEC is that they also have a requirement for a risk policy, liquidity risk. So there's lots of different risks. Wind covers lots of risks. But the key is liquidity risk in addition to social media risk and cyber risk and tons of other kind of risk. But the liquidity policy risk, the liquidity management is one of those things that's not really pursued a lot. As I mentioned last week or the week before, I wrote one recently for a client. And banks take this stuff seriously. I'm not as keen on mortgage companies taking it seriously, but now's the time to plan because what's going to happen in 2021? But on to the rest of the profit, doctor. So, Dave, you've heard of a balance sheet, about accounting reports, but why does the balance sheet balance? We know that it does. We're told that it does. We're told to check to make sure it does, but why? Who cares? So I'm going to be talking about the balance sheet and a tons of way more fun topics. Starting in 2 weeks when we launched the accounting webinar series, mortgage accounting webinar series, where I'm going to be talking about, accounting, like the balance sheet, the income statement, structure of the income statement, why we measure the income statement of a mortgage company as we do using a cost of sales model so that we can predict future cash flow by looking at the gross margin. Now, that gets saying those words doesn't mean anything, but there is amazing information in the P&L beyond just the bottom line. Just the way it's structured and the KPIs that come from it are expansive. It's really interesting to be able to predict your business. So we're going to talk about mortgage accounting, hedge accounting, mark-to-market, hedge impact, all that starting in 2 weeks. Go to mba.org, education, sign up. Back to the balance sheet, the balanced scales. So if we think about Newton's third law, which was the force law, force always comes in pairs, equal and opposite, action, reaction, force pairs, all that is Newton's third law. Now, if we think about that in terms of business with a equal and opposite reaction, or basically like a cause and effect, everything in business has a cause and effect. And so accounting's job is to track all of the cause and effect. So if you buy something, the cause and effect is you've taken your cash and now you have a desk. If you sell something, the cause and effect is, well, you now delivered a service and now you're going to get a payment or you received cash. Accounting tracks both events because there's always two. And this is how we manage accounting. It's called debits and credits, and there's always equal amounts of debits and credits. So even when the P&L shows a loss, or even when the P&L shows a profit, the cause and effect is always equal. The P&L always rolls up into the balance sheet and makes it equal. So if ever you look at a balance sheet and it is not equal, we automatically know that something's wrong. And not only is something wrong, but the extension from that in CPA land is the numbers can't be trusted. And if the numbers can't be trusted, then you can't make any decision about the roadmap that the financial statements are supposed to enable us to conclude. So we're going to have to really think about this. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit. So join me next week, anyone who wants to talk more about this. It's actually designed for CEOs to be able to learn how to understand and manage a mortgage company. It's designed for a CFO to help CFOs have tools to communicate the information to CEO and the other governing body of a mortgage company. And even for the LO that wants to understand the big picture about how to run a successful mortgage company, that's interesting as well. And I'm going to predict, Dave, that the LOs this year that used to make really great money making 500 grand now made a million. And those that used to make millions are making magnitudes above that. What are they going to do with all the money? They need to invest it. They need to invest it wisely. They need to, after they buy the yacht, that's it. Don't buy anything else. Invest it with financial preservation tools, which could potentially be launch their own mortgage company.
Yeah.
You and I have done broker to banker or mortgage banker launches forever. There's a path. There's a roadmap. There's a way to get there. And one of the key things about success in mortgage lending for a startup like that is cash flow and financial measurement. Tons of other things too. But if you don't do that, you're almost guaranteed to fail. So it's very exciting what this could be for people.
Well, I think I got to be sure to sign up for your webinar. That's number one. But your story about balance sheet is really fun because you and I remember when we were together, you, Chuck, and I were working together at MBS, and they had this company come in that wanted us to help them with a warehouse line, and they brought their financials. And I remember I didn't look at the document because I was listening to him and what he's wanting to achieve. And I'm looking over at you, and you have this really curious look on your face. And you were trying to be so respectful. You said, did you like look at these financials? Did you personally approve these financials? And you go, well, yeah. And he says, do you know your balance sheet doesn't balance? And the guy looked down at him, and somehow that little detail had missed him. So it's amazing. Oh, it was such one of those moments you go like, yep. Maybe this guy needs to have another trip around the mountain before he's ready to start all mortgage company, get his own warehouse line. If he doesn't understand the balance, he needs a balance. Pretty basic stuff, but it's amazing.
What's funny about that, Dave, that story is that's reputation risk. Having bad financials is reputation risk because that was the third day of the conference, and I'd already given that out to 30 different warehouse line lenders. Yep. Back then, there were a ton of them.
Yep.
And all of them now know these guys don't know accounting. That's bad. Yep.
Real bad, because what's so important is, yeah, we're a business that manages risk and interest rate, but the foundation under it all is accounting. If you don't understand the basics, like a balance sheet balancing, you've got a problem. So anyway, yeah, that's why we're here. We're here to help you get a hold of us in advance. That's the point. Anyway, Andy, thank you so much for being here each and every week. I want to say next week we have coming our roundtable discussion. Our regulars are going to sit around and talk about some of the issues facing the industry. Always a well-received podcast when we have the regulars sit around talking about the issues. Be sure to check back next week for that discussion. And I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, who is also there with a great solutions. And you need to check it out. Go to our website, look at lending, as well as their website, finastra.com, and go to Moving Mortgage, as well as Community Mortgage Lenders of America, as well as Indicom, Accelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex. So many others out there that we can't take the time to talk about, but you can see them on our sponsorship page. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week.